Alrighty. Well, we'll see if this is better, and if not, I'm gonna keep going anyways. So, welcome back, gang. How you guys doing? Episode 123 of Zero Carb Journal. And I'm Matt. Sorry for that false start. I'm gonna try this one more time. I reduced the video output, so maybe it's streaming better. If you're here, you could send me a comment. I can't see it. I think I was making a mistake trying to watch it on my other screen. So, at any rate, I'm just going to keep right on trucking here. So, hope you guys are good. Hope you're having a good week. How are you guys holding up in this in these times? Hopefully, not too bad. I've been having a pretty good week. It's funny, you guys. I have been busy. Like, really busy. Like, I realized that that I had just been backlogging so many things I'd been wanting to do while I had this long stretch of boat work. So it's been, you know, over a year, I think, since I've really had a break. And I realized I just had a lot of stuff that was building up and that I wanted to get caught up on. And so I spent a lot of time this week. I had big, long lists of things to do, you know, other things, other focuses. So I've been making videos and building stoves. Just being really busy. So it's been good for me, just getting back to kind of managing my stuff and refocusing on my goals rather than just kind of helping someone finish a boat. So I've been doing good. So this week, on Monday, I went to Costco and I loaded up on ground beef. And I felt really good about that. I felt really fortunate to be able to do that. And I was glad to get it out of the way. It wasn't very fun out there. I don't know how you guys are holding up out there. But man, it was busy. We had really nice weather this week. So it was crowded everywhere out there. In town, and people were sort of stressed. I was fine. I just kind of went in there and got my ground beef and left. I bought 4 boxes, so like 128 pounds or something like that. And it was, you know, it was awesome to get that home and get it in my freezer and feel, you know, like I don't have to go back out and do that for another month and a half or something like that. So that was good. And then the rest of the week, I've just mostly been here, just plugging away, making videos, working on planning for future projects like this and stove stuff. So it's been good for me. I've been feeling good. I got some workouts in, hasn't been any surf, haven't been riding my bike, unfortunately. I've got some bike repairs to do. That's on the list this week. So I'm looking forward to getting back to doing some cardio now that I'm finally settling down and finding some time. And I think this coming week, I'll start to sort of breathe a little easier. I've kind of gotten over the big hump of the stuff I wanted to do once I got a break from working on boats. I think I'll start to relax a little more and hopefully go for some bike rides and stuff like that. But hopefully you guys are good. I don't know if anyone's here, if this stream is even working, but if so, I hope you guys are doing well. I've got some, you know, oh yeah, this week, that's some exciting news. This week I did stream over on Twitch and that was fun. We had a good time doing that. Sarah and Jackie came over and we had a few randoms come through and it works really well. It's really, neat to be able to do that over there. And I did stream on my Bro Audio channel as well here on YouTube. For whatever reason, it seems to stream. I had good luck that day for whatever reason. So, that worked out well. So let's see what else is going on this week. So we've had amazing weather and I have had some really, great luck getting rid of equipment, and that's brings up kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit this week, because I've noticed that with the quarantine and being shut down, I'm here at home and I'm going, gosh, you know, I'm kind of bored, what am I going to do? I mean, I've had lots to do, but you have moments like that, and I find myself looking at stuff, you know, I might think that's going to help cure that boredom, and I look around at all the stuff in here and I go, I've got so much stuff. And so I've been trying to spend some of this time, and not every day, but focusing a little bit on decluttering and getting rid of even more stuff. And I've been pretty thorough with that over the last few years, so I don't have a bunch in here. Not much fits, but I'm looking at stuff right now I could probably get rid of. And it's been great. You know, this is a great time to do that, to really focus on the things that, I mean, if you're home and you're not using them and you're bored, maybe it's time to get rid of it, you know? So, you know, if it's not, you know, getting you out of that, you know, feeling of needing something to do or whatever, then maybe some of this stuff should go. So I've been kind of focusing on that. I've been trying really hard to just be in the moment and stay home and stay focused on being present and positive. You know, that's kind of been my focus for a while, but I'm definitely recognizing that I lost it quite a bit while I was working on the boats. Oh, Sarah. Oh, you can hear me. Oh, good. Thank you for commenting. Don't comment and drive now. You keep driving and just listen. Oh, I'm glad it's working. That makes me feel so much better when I feel like I'm talking to the void. It gets hard, but at any rate, I forget where I was. Oh, talking about decluttering and just kind of being here now and staying positive and I did forget where I was, but that's fine. I wasn't really anywhere important. Just trying to get back to focusing on those things, really, I think is where I was, because I've been focused on, sort of that day to day, get up, go to work, you know, feed myself, take care of the chores. So I've been really feeling good, about all of these, the opportunity to refocus on those things that I just talked about. So feeling great from a zero carb perspective. I've just been eating ground beef, without exception, no cheats of any sort. As a matter of fact, I would like to go get some smoked salmon. I'm feeling like I could use some fish or something. There's a little bacon in my freezer and, no, I'm not going to eat it. Not right now. Anyways, I'm feeling pretty good. And so I'm going to keep this run going. It's the Costco ground beef. I've kind of lost. That's funny. You remember how it seemed really tough to me in those early days. So now it doesn't seem that way anymore. Now it seems fine. Just get used to what you get used to, I guess. And I haven't had any more issues, with sick nights or anything like that. I'm digesting it just fine. Cooking it pretty well. I've got this thing going where I'm making smash burgers on my grill, and I am you know, they come in like a little cube from Costco, and I just throw it on the grill. I chop it up into like 9 pieces, I guess, divide it, you know, evenly, and then I just smash them out. And I found that if you smash them before they warm up, they don't lose their fat. They just kind of flatten out. If you wait too long, then all the fat squeezes out. But at any rate, I've been just smashing them out and making them really thin and kind of almost frying them like bacon, like I like to do. But it's been really good. I've been really enjoying it. And I've been enjoying the no work aspect. Man, that smash burger style with a flat top, with a bucket to catch the grease. There's like almost no cleanup. I just scrape it before I cook. And then there's no prep. I just plop them right out of the package onto the flat top. And then I just flatten them out with the spatula. So it's great. I'm not making burgers by hand anymore. Cook once a day. And eating, you know, 2 of those packs. And I think they're 1.3 pounds. So, like I said, I did the math last week or 2 weeks ago, and it came out to like 7,800 calories or something per day. That's not what I'm eating. I mean, I must be cooking off half of that with the fat, at least, probably more. But at any rate, I'm doing fine. I did weigh myself this week. I am up a few pounds from when I weighed myself last week. I'm still 142, so basically the same. And I have been working out quite a bit, and I did progress a bit, so maybe I gained a little muscle, who knows. I don't know, hard to say. But so those are that's the zero carb stuff. And then, like I said, on a personal little note, I've been working hard, and I've been, you know what, guys, I've been having fun playing with this stuff, playing with the stream and stuff, making some progress, having some fun playing with my video stuff. I've just been, it's been feeling really good to me to move forward. I feel like I've been making progress personally. It hasn't been real profound. It hasn't brought any great change or anything, But it just feels like stuff that that I put on hold, like I said, when I was since I've been focusing on boats. I spent quite a bit of time this week improving, learning how to code, you know, working on website stuff. And I'm just kind of finally, yeah, kind of getting a little momentum again, feels like. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to keep producing stuff. I'm going to keep the content coming. Zero Carb Journal has been important to me. I'm going to keep doing stuff here. I've got some exciting news. I shared it a little bit on the Twitch channel. I think I've got something. Well, like I told you guys, Sarah, the other day, I'm going to sell out, I think. I'm going to sign a contract with a, you know, company to endorse a product. And it's something, though, that that I'm actually really excited about. I've gotten quite a few offers for things like this, and I've always said no and turned them down and thought that they weren't, you know, something. Excuse me. It wasn't what I made this channel for. But this is one that actually will help me further myself towards my goals. Not the contract, but actually the product is something that I did purchase and will purchase continued. And I want to, I would share it with you guys whether I was signed up for this associate program or not. So I'm going to get a discount code and share it with you guys. And if you guys use it, then I get, you know, a little cut is how it works. And I'm not ready to share what it is yet because I'm just in the process of making absolutely sure that I stand behind it. So I've purchased it, and I'm going to make sure that they follow through with all their, you know, parts of the deal before I let you guys know that it's a good thing. But it's something that I am super excited about. And like I said, I'm not just excited about you know, I'm actually not that excited about the selling out part. It is something that I've always been like, I probably won't do anything like that. But like I say, this is something that I feel like is going to benefit all of us, hopefully. Most of you are probably aware of it. It's probably not that big a deal. But it's definitely, I'm super stoked. So I'll share more with you guys. I'll share more with you guys about that in the coming week. I should have my evaluation done by this end of this week, and so next week I'll maybe do a little announcement and then run a little ad or something separate. I'm not sure how I'll do it. I've got to figure it out. But I don't want to, you know, it's not, well, it's just a minor little thing, but it's kind of a big deal for me because I'm just a little, you know, player in this whole deal. So anyways, that's my journal for this week, I think. I don't think I have much else to share. Kind of got some gray weather today, so I'm going to stay inside and work on some online stuff, websites and things I've been trying to work on while I've been outside and inside. And I'm going to stay the course with eating my ground beef and this week and probably not stray much from there. So I'll get back to you guys next week, as always, and check in with you and see how you're doing and tell you how I'm doing. But if there's anything you can have any questions or anything I can help you with in the meantime, please ask. And, you know, if this live thing isn't working at all, if it doesn't matter, I'll stop doing it because it is kind of a trick to get it all set up here at YouTube. But if you feel, you know, either way about it, let me know. If you don't like it, if you'd like me to go back to the other thing I was doing, or if this is potentially going to be cool, let me know, and I'll, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens. But all right, you guys, that's probably enough for today. Hope you have a great week, and thanks, as always, you guys, for listening and watching. And I'll check in with you guys next week, and we'll do it again. All right, you guys, talk to you soon. See you later. Thanks.